We're visiting with Osage City head football coach Andrew Gattenbein here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, a tough loss for you guys at Sedgwick, a high-scoring game. What'd you learn from that game?
Well, it was a tough loss, like you said. We got off to a slow start, and was pleased with the fight that our kids showed, clawing their way back into it on a night that we weren't playing particularly well, but certainly a lot of things to learn from that film. We've got to do our fundamentals better, and we've got to come out of the game, get out of the gate ready to go. So several things to improve on.
How big is it to have a challenge like that in the midst of district play, stepping out for a week, with the difficult district that you're in with Humboldt and Council Grove having great seasons like you guys are?
Well, it's good. A couple of years ago, we discussed as a staff and with our administration that we wanted to, go out and play some quality opponents. And Sedgwick was one of those teams that we scheduled. They're a team that had a lot of success in 1A over the last, few years, making it, I think, to the 1A sub-state championship a couple of years in there. And so, being able to schedule a quality team and having to go play them on the road is, like I said, there's certainly things on tape that we see that we need to improve on.
And, can you just kind of talk about how that game kind of went? I know it's a 6-point loss, though, on Friday, but can you just maybe just give a quick summary about, how high scoring that game was?
Well, like I said, they jumped out on us early. I think it was 28-6 at the end of the first quarter, and they came out really motivated, and they punched us in the mouth. And credit to their players and their coaches and having that type of mindset, and they did a better job of it than us, early on. And then we got a little bit of rhythm offensively and began to claw our way back some. But they did a good job of mixing up a little bit of run game with also some passing game as well, and just kind of our defense had been playing pretty well coming into that game, but they kind of kept us off balance a little bit, and we were able to make a couple of adjustments and close the gap some, but, unfortunately didn't have enough at the end.
What do you want to see from your team this week in practice as you get ready to go to Humboldt?
Well, we talked about it in the game on Friday night and how it was a positive that our kids, battled and clawed their way back into it. But we got to deal with a little bit of adversity. Obviously, things are all hunky-dory oftentimes when you win and when you lose. Sometimes issues come up and whatnot, so we've got to make sure that doesn't happen, and we just have a 1-0 mentality. And then, offensively, we've got to get off to a better start this Friday. Defensively, we've got to tackle better and be more physical and be more sound in pass coverage. So, taking the things that we see on film that we need to improve upon and working on them this week in practice and coming out and doing a better job on Friday is what we need to see.
We're visiting with Osage City head football coach Andrew Gattenbein here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, you go to Humboldt, and you saw them twice last year. You beat them 42-34 in the district matchup, and then they got you guys in the postseason in the second round of the playoffs, and they beat you guys 26-21. So, that's got to be a little bit on your guys' mind, knowing they were the ones that ended your season last year.
It is, it's something that we talked about a little bit, Friday night after the game, how we needed to, move on to the next. And we've seen quite a bit of Humboldt the last few years, so, they're pretty familiar with them, and they're pretty familiar with us. And, honestly, our last three games with them are similar in some ways to what our game with Sedgwick was. The script was flipped twice. We jumped out on them early, two regular season games in a row, and then they kind of came back and were able to hold them off. And then last year in the playoffs, they jumped on us and we came back and they were able to hold us off. So they've been well contested games the last few times, and we anticipate that'll be the case on Friday as well.
And Coach, real quickly about this year's Humboldt team, they've only allowed 15 points in their five games, and seven of them coming to Council Grove. But it looks like this is going to be another good challenge for you guys.
It will. You know, they're playing well on the defensive side of the ball, and offensively they've been putting up some points too. And like I said, you know, Coach Weirich does a great job down there. They graduated some really good players, but he just seems to reload every year, and he does a great job utilizing the guys he has. And they're playing well right now. So like you said, it'll be another challenge for us for sure.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday night at Humboldt, and I'll talk to you again next Monday.
Thanks for having me on.
That's Osage City Head Football Coach Andrew Gattenbein joining us here on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Osage City Parks and Recreation Department, providing and maintaining quality recreation programs such as youth tackle football, flag football, soccer, basketball, and more. Visit osagecity.com. And Teal Plumbing on Country 101.7 FM.